Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray that any sister that's listening is doing well. Father, I just ask that any sisters that's listening starts to understand how your kingdom works and becomes just well equipped with your word so that she can navigate the days ahead, especially if she's fighting for anybody who. And praying for a soul who is lost so that she can bring them into eternal life. I ask all these prayers place in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'm going to read. This is Hebrews chapter 10, starting at verse 26. It says, "For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace." It's a really important verse for the United States. You need to listen to this. A lot of Christians, unfortunately, fall underneath this category, and God is warning them to get out and repent. He's giving them time. He's giving them space. Okay? Because the churches are not... the falling away has already started, and so a lot of Christians are just lost, okay? But the thing is that if they are idolaters, okay, or just generally unfaithful, okay, to the true gospel and to Christ, and they're not listening to the true gospel, okay, where they're hearing it, and God is sending people to tell them, it says it in His Bible, and they're not receiving it, then they're going to fall underneath this category. It's just for a season, these warnings. They don't go on forever. Okay? And that's exactly what happens. Okay? It's despite unto the Spirit of grace. The Spirit of grace is the power to be obedient. Okay? It's the power to obey God, not the freedom to sin and just say, okay, well, whatever happens will happen. I'll be fine. I'm going to heaven. I don't really care, okay? You're supposed to be resisting, Scripture says, resisting sin to the point of bloodshed. I'll just go ahead and keep reading this. It says, "For we know him that saith, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people." It's pretty simple, okay? The Lord shall judge his people, and people running around. I don't mean to laugh. You have to forgive me, but I have dealt with this so much, and it's just please hear me and listen, okay? And if you don't listen, just remember you were warned, okay? So that you can later on receive it and come back, okay? And not get swept away with another deception, okay? Because it says, you know, that it's just people, when you start talking about judgment, they just quote all these scriptures, and it's just a misappropriation of Scripture. It's not taking the Word of God in a way that makes sense and that all lines up, okay? It's basically just taking Scriptures that do not apply and sticking them on sin, saying, I'm going to be okay. I can do whatever I want. I don't have to listen to you, okay? And it says so because this verse talks about not judging. And that, and he says it, okay? When he's talking about those Scriptures about, you know, judge not lest I'll be judged and things like that, you know, he's talking about people who are proud, like the Pharisees, and looking down upon others. It's pretty, when you are being honest with the Word of God, it makes sense, okay? It's talking about that. Not when someone loves you, okay, and they're coming to you, and they're saying, you need to get right with God, you're in trouble, okay? They're trying to warn, because it says, again, you know, he talks about, this is Matthew, chapter 7, it says, "Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again, and why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considereth not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote of the brother's eye, of thy brother's eye. Okay, so it's pretty clear. Okay, so you can't be a hypocrite running around singing and talking about somebody else. Okay, but he's saying, you, if you're doing well and you can see clearly, then you can help your brother, and that's what we are supposed to do. Okay, and it's saying again, okay, the way that you judge others is the way that you would want to be judged. And I'll tell you this much, any Christian that has any sense about them, okay, and is filled with the Holy Ghost, it says this, it talks about this in the book of Proverbs and in Psalms, will be glad. They'll say, yes, come and tell me if I'm wrong, okay? All right? The person is, judging them the way that they would like to be judged, because they're saying, you're in trouble, okay? You're not doing well, okay? You're off the path. Get over here, okay? And that's exactly what any sober-minded, spirit-filled Christian would want for themselves. They would not want to be in a place of deception and just be left there by their brothers or their sisters. Okay, where's the love there? Okay, all right. So it's just there. People. It's just that the church is not in a good place. And so when you start talking about judgment, then it starts to they start to put. It's all these things will be made manifest in the days to come, because they're taking these verses and using them as an excuse to shut up the ears, okay, and pull at the shoulder, it says in Zechariah, okay, so they don't have to listen to people, and they can go on doing what they want, and they're wrong, and you need to stop, because it's like it says right here, okay, it says, and again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. All right, and that's just basically what's going to happen, okay, is that Christians that are not listening, okay, that are not receiving these warnings, and they're cleaving to these lies that are of Satan, and they're doing despite unto the Spirit of grace, they're going to fall into the hands of living God, and he's going to judge them, and it's going to be bad, and it's not going to go well, and they're going to have to crucify Christ afresh and come back, and they're going to go through a nightmare, and you need to know that, you need to understand that, because when it's happening, okay, you don't want to be confused. You want to know, nope, this is the word of God, and it's just being fulfilled. Okay, God is doing exactly what he says he will in his word. Okay, he's just keeping his promises. He's got a lot of wonderful promises, and he's got a lot of promises that are warnings. Okay, and he fulfills them all. He's going to fulfill them all. Okay, and I'll leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a wonderful day, and just shares it with you and just thinks upon you throughout the day and just abides in you throughout the day. I ask all these praise feelings in Jesus' name, amen.